in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is westernjournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of westernjournalism.com. What makes westernjournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, westernjournalism.com. That's westernjournalism.com.
FBI Director James Comey says investigators got into a San Bernardino shooter's iPhone by using a tool the government bought from a private party. Comey announcing that the technology, which he did not identify, works only with the iPhone 5C used by terrorist Saeed Farooq. A proposed California law would give police an extra tool in trying to keep high drivers off the roads.
Van Dimas State Senator Bob Huff introduced a bill that would let officers do an oral swab test on the spot to determine whether a driver's condition is impacted by marijuana.
The swab really clears people quicker.
Huff says the swab test will follow the same guidelines used for drivers suspected of drunk driving.
Yeah, he can turn down the swab test just like a person can turn down a breathalyzer test. That's a sure way to get invited to the local precinct.
He says the swab test may be able to cut down on drug-related driving deaths.
It's a growing epidemic. People are driving in drugged state. They're being careless. We're self-medicating.
If the bill makes its way to the governor's desk and gets signed, it could go into effect next January 1st. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Pro golf's first major of the season gets underway today with first-round play at the Masters, the first group teeing off this morning on the famed Augusta National Course in Georgia. Jordan Spieth is the defending champ. The White House has been caught manipulating official video. USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
The White House is coming under fire for editing an official video of a press conference featuring President Obama and French President Hollande, removing where the French president spoke about Islamic terrorism. Craig Bannister of the Media Research Center told USA Radio News there's a question all Americans should ask of the White House.
They said it was lost in recording. Well, if it was lost in recording, then how did they resurrect the audio?
Bannister added it's impossible to recover audio never recorded, meaning the White House openly lied to the American people. I'm Jason Wirt.
More than 200 Americans named in the money scandal known as the Panama Papers. Leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm cover hundreds of people, including many with links to governments around the world. They show these people set up accounts to shield income from taxes and, in some cases, launder money from criminal activities. In California, firefighters continue battling a wildfire that hopped the Colorado River from Arizona into Colorado, prompting the evacuation of a resort and RV parks in California. The fire burning more than 1,400 acres, about 5% contained. The first Syrian family to be resettled in the United States under a so-called surge operation expected in Kansas City, Missouri today. The family fleeing Syria's civil war 3 years ago. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and the slightly delayed Jim Thatch. On today's show, hear about the books coming in May that librarians across the United States are most eager to get in your hands. The new library reads list is hot off the presses. It's time to start sorting through your well-read, well-loved books to donate to the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Details ahead. I gaze longingly to the door, hoping my co-host will rescue me at any moment, then realize if he's not here, I can run the show however I want. Yesterday was National Tartan Day in the United States. Learn all about this most important Scottish-inspired holiday and learn about a new place for celebrating it. It's never too soon to start thinking about summer reading. On your mark, ready, set, read. Grand Old Opry stars come to the Hunterdon County Library. Learn about Civil War heroines, plan your retirement, relax with yoga, plant a garden, and many more upcoming programs at the Hunterdon County Library. All next on the Library Show. And good morning. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is actually not going to be slightly delayed. He's going to be absent today. So we wish him a safe trip, and we will see him next week. I'm opening the show with The Bluebells of Scotland, the 1954 Leroy Anderson version, in honor of National Tartan Day, which was yesterday. National Tartan Day is a U.S. observance on April 6th each year commemorating the Scottish Declaration of Independence, from which the American Declaration of Independence was modeled on. It also recognizes achievements of Americans of Scottish descent. National Tartan Day often includes parades in major cities on or around April 6th, featuring bagpipe bands playing Scottish music, people dressed in kilts with tartan patterns that represent their clans. The Scottish Declaration of Independence was signed on April 6th, 1320, and the American Declaration of Independence, as I said, was modeled on that document. Almost half the signers of the American Declaration of the Independence were of Scottish descent. And the U.S. Senate resolution on National Tartan Day was passed in March 20th, 1998. And I have one Scottish grandmother, so it is a holiday that I look forward to celebrating in the upcoming future. And I have to say that I actually, being always ahead of the crowd, celebrated Tartan Day on Tuesday at the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction, or South Brunswick, depending on which GPS you ask. And there's over 60 TVs at this bar, but they're not distracting. There's good food, over 40 beers on tap, lovely servers, and a most delightful manager, Scott. And a Mets win. Not as dramatic as last night's Yankees win, hi Jeremiah, but we'll take it. And I did play the Bells of Scotland. It's a usual modern name for a Scottish folk song called Roud Number 13849. It was written by Dora Jordan, an English actress and writer, first published in 1801. And it is Joseph Haydn wrote a piano trio accompaniment for the song, and it was arranged by Arthur Pryor for trombone, which is often played. And he did that around 1899. But I chose the Leroy Anderson because I'm particularly fond of Leroy Anderson. So without Jim here to stop me, I'd like to give some quick shout-outs. Congratulations to Mikey, the newest private first class in the Pennsylvania National Guard. And Denise, look for her in Pennsylvania construction zones. You'll recognize her by her slow sign. And good luck, Lou. Edison can't last forever. And, of course, Morgan, just because you're Morgan. So thanks, everyone. The beginning of April, and we've got some we don't have many programs coming up this week at the library. We do have tonight we are showing Steve Jobs at 6 p.m. at the Headquarters Library as part of our Academy Award-nominated film series. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. And these movies are free and open to the public. The licenses for these movies are sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So feel free to stop by tonight. I checked the sign-up before I came in, and there's still plenty of room. So since it's going to be a little bit of a rainy day, which I forgot to give the weather today, it's definitely a good time to stop in. Quickly, let me give you a quick look at the weather. It's 46 degrees in Flemington, and it is just starting to sprinkle. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm are likely for today with a high of 59. Tonight, there's going to be some more showers with a low around 39. Friday, a slight chance of rain before 2 p.m. And then Saturday, rain and snow likely, becoming all rain after 5 p.m. with a high of only 38. And then for the end of the weekend, it will be sunny and the temperatures will go up to 47. Oh, good. Now Jim will have something to give me a hard time about. Now back to the programs at the library. This Tuesday, April 12th, at the Headquarters Library, we will be welcoming Martin Masho, and he will be presenting the Unsung Heroines, the Role of Women in the American Civil War. This lecture will cover women's roles as volunteers, nurses, spies, and combatants during the American Civil War, an age during which women were expected to stay home. These remarkable women defied the culture of their time, surpassed all expectations, and received little historical note. Mr. Masho is a retired instructor from Mercer County Community College and has been a student of the American Civil War for over 50 years. And this program starts at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. You can make reservations by calling 788-1434 or click on the calendar of events at hclibrary.us. And one of the reasons we do ask you to sign up in advance is in the event we have to cancel or postpone the event, we can let you know and save you a trip out. But if Tuesday night you're eating dinner and thinking, boy, I'd really like to hear about those heroines of the Civil War, come on and stop by. We've got plenty of room. And I thought I would highlight a couple of the secret agents in hoop skirts from the History Channel. Rose O'Neill Greenhow was one of the most significant informants during the Civil War. She was known as Wild Rose. She came from the Washington, D.C. Society. She was the wife of a wealthy and prominent doctor. In 1950, her husband and five of their eight children died. She became a fervent supporter of the Confederate cause and became a ringleader of a growing network of anti-Union spies. She was renowned as a charming hostess and engaging conversationalist, and therefore she was able to glean critical information from politicians and diplomats, passing along their secrets to such Confederate generals as P.G.T. Beauregard. And she was also instrumental in obtaining critical information on the Union's army planned attack at Manassas of Virginia. And she used her 16-year-old courier, Betty Duval, sending her through 20 miles of Union territory with a coded message tucked into Betty's hair. Confederate President Jefferson Davis later credited Greenhow for his army's many successes in the First Battle of Bull Run. Belle Boyd was another Virginian Southern woman with strong Southern loyalties. She became one of the Confederacy's most notorious spies after a skirmish with a drunk Union soldier in July of 1861. According to her own account, the man invaded her home, tore down a Confederate flag, and spoke offensively to her mother. Enraged, 17-year-old Belle shot and killed him. Acquitted of the crime but closely watched by the Union troops, she beguiled her enemies into revealing military secrets, which she then transmitted to Confederate commanders. Boyd sailed for England in May of 1864 to serve as a Confederate courier, but was intercepted by Union troops. One of them, a naval officer, fell in love with the alluring spy and helped her escape to London, where they wed, but he apparently died shortly thereafter. Boyd remained in England, a widow and a mother, to compose her memoirs and launched a successful stage career. And another wealthy slaveholding family in Richmond, Virginia, produced Elizabeth Van Loo, who developed strong abolitionist sympathies as a young adult, particularly after attending a Quaker school in Philadelphia. After her father's death in 1843, she convinced her brothers to free the slaves. When war broke out, she and her mother began visiting Union soldiers held in Richmond's brutal Libby prison, bringing them clothing, food, and medicine. She helped men escape, smuggled out letters for them, and gathered valuable information about Confederate strategy from both prisoners and guards. By the end of the war, Van Loo had become a pariah in her own community, but earned the respect of General Ulysses S. Grant, who we have learned on this show that S stood for nothing, who appointed her postmaster of Richmond. She spent her final days in poverty, having used up her family wealth on espionage activities. The family of a Union officer she assisted during the war, who happened to be grandson of Paul Revere, provided for her death until 1900. So if you found any of these stories slightly interesting, stop by the Headquarters Library on Tuesday, April 12th at 7 p.m. And Wednesday evening, we will have the return of Travis Wetzel, Bluegrass Fiddler, and his trio. He generally brings Bob Suter and Ron Greenstein on bass with him. Travis is a dynamic musician, songwriter, and vocalist. His music has many folds, including bluegrass, jazz, swing, Celtic, klezmer, and Native American gospel, country, and classical. He has many recording projects ranging from country to rock. He has performed with artists such as Bill Monroe, Doyle Lawson, Jimmy Fortune, and he has also played at the Grand Ole Opry as an instrumentalist, and he has performed with singer Jesse McReynolds. So Travis will be here again on Wednesday, April 13th at 7 p.m. There still is plenty of room, but definitely seating reservations are recommended for Travis by calling 788-1434. Okay, and it is now 1:15, and without Jim here to distract me, we will go to the commercials on time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry without Jim Thatch. And today is the time of the day when Jim...
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about
science.
Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
The American Army under the General Ulysses S. Grant.
Don't know much about the French I took.
1906
But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Very good day in 1933. Albania. Italy invades Albania. And again, in World War II, 1945, the Japanese battleship Yamato, the biggest, largest battleship ever constructed, is sunk by American planes 200 miles north of Okinawa, while en route to a suicide mission in Operation Tango. Today is also, in 1969, the Internet's symbolic birth date with the publication of RFC1. 1967, Roger Ebert published his very first review in the Chicago Sun-Times. And let's see who was born today. Francis Xavier in 1506. He was a Spanish missionary and saint who co-founded the Society of Jesus, also known as the Jesuits. In 1652, Pope Clement XII was born. Let's see some modern-day birthdays. Prince Leopold, Duke of Albany, was born in 1853. And a lot of people born or died today. Percy Faith, 1901, the Canadian composer, conductor, and band leader, famed for a lot of his versions of Christmas music. 1915, Billie Holiday, American singer and songwriter, was born. In 1920, that famous crossword puzzle answer, Ravi Shankar, was born. He is a musician. And, wow, a lot of people were born. English journalist and game show host David Frost was born today. In 1939. And I did not come prepared for this in case Jim had questions because I did not want to be accused of cheating. So it's taking me a little bit longer to scroll through these. And let's see. Oh, today in... I've just lost it. In 1891, P.T. Barnum, American businessman and politician who co-founded Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, died today in 1891. Theda Bara, the famed American actress, silent film actress, died today in 1855. And I'm going to call it quits with that because I think Jim would have had a tough time picking out a dozen people that he knew born or died today. So that is today in history. Now on to the books. Last summer we had award-winning hiker Jennifer Farr Davis. She is a speed hiker. She holds the record for hiking the Appalachian Trail in the shortest amount of time, which I'm not quite sure I understand the appeal of that. I'm just saying I think I would want to enjoy it. But anyway, we had her, and she's talked about some of her books, and it has just been announced she has a new book coming out, Pursuit of Endurance, and that is due out in the summer of 2017. She is the record holder for The Speed Hiker, and the book grew out of an essay she wrote for the New York Times about the absence of gender gap in long-distance hiking. The article went viral, reaching about 10 million people, and Penguin Random House will be publishing it next summer. So maybe we will be able to have Jennifer Farr Davis. And today the library list read came out. Many of you are probably familiar with the Indie Picks that our independent bookstore list puts out. Books that everybody knows, the bestsellers that are going to be the James Pattersons, the John Grishams, the Mary Higgins Clarks. But there's some other books that are just as good or maybe even sometimes better that we're really excited about. And Indie Picks has been around for a long time, and about 2 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago now, librarians started a list called Library Reads. And on the second Thursday of every month, a list is published for the next month. And the May list just came out today. You can find it at libraryreads.org, and you can also find it on the Hunterdon County Library's Facebook page, facebook.com/Hunterdon County, or just go to our webpage and click on Facebook at the bottom. This month, I have to say, out of the 10 books, I have read almost all of them, and I agree with almost all of them. So let me give you a quick rundown of the top books. Britt Marie Was Here, a novel by Frederick Backman, published by Atria Books, is the number one book on the list this month. Britt Marie is a woman who used to her life being organized. But when she leaves her cheating spouse and takes a temporary job as a caretaker of a recreation center in the tiny town of Borg, her life changes in unpredictable ways. With its wonderful cast of oddball characters and sly sense of humor, this novel is sure to capture readers' hearts. Highly recommended by Vicki Nesting of St. Charles Parish Library in Louisiana. And Vicki is one of my Twitter friends that we love to talk about new books coming out. No surprise, the second favorite book is The Fireman by Joe Hill. And most of you know that Joe Hill is Stephen King's son-in-law. The Fireman, recommended by Mary Vernow of the Tyler Public Library in Texas, is a novel that will keep you up reading all night. No one really needs to know where the deadly dragon scale spore originated, but many theories abound. The most likely is that as the planet heats up, the spore is released into the atmosphere. Harper Willows is a young pregnant nurse who risks her own health to tend to the others. This is her story, and I loved it. This is one of the most creative takes on an apocalyptic literature that I have read, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Highly recommended for all Hill and King fans. The next book is Everyone Brave is Forgiven by Chris Cleave. And Chris Cleave is known for his hit the scene with his novel Incendiary a few years ago, and Little B. It's a bright orange cover, which most people will recognize, but most readers recognize by the cover. That came out in 2007, and that really just, nobody can even give you a summary of Little B, because it will spoil all the surprises. Everyone Brave is Forgiven is set during World War II, loosely based on the author's own grandparents, and it's a strikingly honest look at changes that war creates on a country's landscape and its people. The next book is Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Danler, and back in November in the New York Times, there was an article about this book. Stephanie pitched this book. She was a waitress at an upscale restaurant in Manhattan, and she pitched it when an editor showed up for lunch one day, and she got a book deal out of it. At her new job at one of New York City's poshest restaurants, Tess falls for a mysterious bartender and negotiates the politics of the service industry while building a social life. Danler drew from her own experience, and the writing is vivid and stimulating. And that is Sonia Repe from Stickney Forest View Public Library in Illinois recommends that. The next book on the list was recommended by Jennifer Winberry, myself. I Let You Go by Claire McIntosh. 5-year-old Jacob is killed in a hit-and-run accident in an event that sends the police in search of the driver. Jenna Gray flees to Wales to mourn the loss of her son and recover from her past. As the anniversary of Jacob's still unsolved death approaches, a tip to the police results in an arrest and a very different picture emerges. This self-assured debut combines jaw-dropping moments with complex, believable characters and an ending that is hard to see coming. And I will tell you, it challenges every reader's assumption. When you get to the first half of the book, there's a surprise that you just will not believe. And you have to go back and read the first half. So it is highly, highly recommended. The next book, recommended by Jennifer Ozark of St. Louis Public Library, is Smoke by Dan Violetta. In an alternate historical London, people who live reveal themselves by giving off smoke. But the rules of how this works are complicated. There are some people who can lie and not trigger any smoke, and this leads to an interesting element of the story. The rules we are given are changeable. The setting lends itself well to the story, and the writing is descriptive, and the tone atmospheric. The next book on the list is recommended by Kelly Curry of Delphi Public Library in Indiana. And those of you who have been waiting almost 5 years for a John Hart book, rejoice, it is here. Redemption Road. John Hart writes gothic novels set in the South, and you can feel the humidity, and these characters are just so spot on. In his new suspense novel, we meet veteran Detective Elizabeth Black, who is facing possible suspension for a suspicious shooting. At the same time, former police officer Adrian Wall is released from prison after serving time for the murder of Julia Strange. Strange's son wants Adrian dead, and But Adrian has always claimed his innocence, and after his release, though, a couple of new bodies turn up at the church where Julia Strange was found. This is a thrilling page-turner that starts at rapid-fire pace and doesn't let up. And if you read the author's note at the end of this book, he talks about how he spent over a year on another novel and threw it all away, threw over 300 pages of his work away, because he realized Elizabeth Black, who was a minor character in the other novel, was the character whose story needed to be told. And I find that just, I find things like that utterly fascinating, that these characters just, their story needs to be told, and he's willing to let a whole year's worth of work go just to tell her story. The City of the Lost is a thriller by Kelly Armstrong, and most people know Kelly Armstrong for her Otherworld series, which is a series of they're werewolves in them and sort of otherworldly creatures. But this is the start of a new series, and it's kind of a disturbing series. When Casey Duncan and her friend are invited to Rocktown, a town for people who need to disappear, she's skeptical. Could it really be the haven it promises? Soon she finds that Rocktown has a particular problem of its own, including designer drugs and a murder. As the town's new detective, Casey is soon plunged into the haunting town. A killer is among them. Armstrong introduces a set of fascinating characters and an intriguing setting, and readers will find themselves hooked. And there are just so many secrets that come out in this. But the notion, the whole overriding notion of just disappearing and starting a whole new life over, there's no internet, there's no cable, there's no anything in this town. It's fascinating and disturbing at the same time. The next book on the list is Wild Lake by Laura Lippman, whose Tess Monahan series set in Baltimore have become perennial favorites. This is a standalone, and Anise Sevett of New Haven County Library from Wilmington, North Carolina, says, as Lou, the newly elected state's attorney in Howard County, prepares for a trial of a woman found murdered in her apartment, she begins to uncover secrets of her past, bringing her back to the night of her brother saved her life at the cost of another. Lou begins to question everything she's known about the events in her childhood. Lippman's newest standalone is sure to be another hit, perfect for mystery fans. And this is published by William Morrow. And library marketing manager Virginia Stanley from William Morrow. Anytime Virginia says, read this book, I read the book, I don't ask questions. Virginia said she triple loved this book. And after I read it, I sent her an email that this is the best book of the spring so far that I've read. It's just really, it's terrific. It's exhausting. You have to read it from beginning to end. And you're going to be exhausted when you put it down. But it's definitely worth the read. And the last novel is by Lydia Millett, Sweet Lamb of Heaven. And this is kind of a departure from Lydia Millett. She's taking advantage of the popular psychological suspense genre to tell the story, an arresting story about a wife manipulated and what she goes through to escape her husband's desperate means to keep her. When her daughter is born, Anna starts hearing a voice in her head that may suggest supernatural or the divine. She and her daughter hole up in a motel where all the guests seem to hear a similar voice in their heads. The author jolts the reader into reading something unexpected, and the effect is eerie and memorable. Highly recommended by Adrian Cruz from the Azusa City Library in California for book group discussions. And all of these books are on water at the Hunterdon County Library. You can go to hclibrary.us and click on the search the catalog, and you can place a hold for them and be one of the first people to read these books. Okay, so at the beginning of the program, I said that it was almost time for summer reading. And this year's theme is exercising and all things sports. So the Children's Summer Reading Club will start on June 14th, and it will continue until August 3rd. And that theme is On Your Mark, Get Set, Read. Join a reading club at the headquarters, North County or South County branch library, or on the bookmobile. The program is for ages 2 and up. Read and earn prizes. There'll be story times, activities, and performers. So keep checking the website or the library as we get closer to June for all the details. And I just learned today that the Adult Summer Reading Club, which generally starts on Memorial Day weekend, will be Exercise Your Mind. And information on that will be available on the library's website, hclibrary.us, beginning on May 2nd. Okay, so it's 11:34, and Jim Thatch is still not back, but Jim Gannot will be in beginning at 12 o'clock to take care of his business. Some more programs we have upcoming this week at the, in April at the library. April 14th, Thursday at 7 p.m., are you prepared for the financial challenges of retirement? Learn about the recruitment red zone, the challenges we all face that could impact it, and strategies to help create a more secure retirement future. And this program will be presented by Jennifer Jordan, a financial professional associate with a Prudential Company, and Alan Babbitt, manager of financial services and financial planner. And Jennifer and Alan did a program on March 22nd about estate planning, and I heard a lot of good things about it. So I would definitely recommend signing up for this program. But if you were thinking, if you're thinking about retiring or hoping to retire in the future, definitely don't miss it. And the Hunterdon County Library is trying a new program out. We're going to try and get together a seat exchange. There will be a kickoff meeting on Monday, April 18th at 2 p.m. in the meeting room, and another one on Tuesday evening, April 19th at 7 p.m. on the lower level. Come to our introductory meeting and learn what we're all about. Bring along a clean pot to swap. Reduce, recycle, and reuse. You can call 788-1277 to register, but walk-ins are more than welcome. And then on Thursday, April 21st, we welcome back yoga therapist Bonnie Pariser. She will teach you some basic yoga moves and concepts with yoga. She's a yoga therapist and instructor. Yoga can be a benefit to old and young alike, the flexible and inflexible. Yoga poses can be adapted to all abilities and can be beneficial for a number of physical issues. Please wear comfortable clothing and bring a yoga mat if you would like. Chairs will be also used for people who prefer not to do yoga on the floor. Bonnie is the owner and director of Yoga Loca, located in Somerville and Frenchtown. She has been teaching yoga for 17 years and has been a yoga therapist for 10 years. And that is Thursday, April 21st at 7 p.m. On Saturday, April 23rd at 2 p.m., at the North County Branch Library, we will be welcoming the City Winds Trio for an afternoon delight musical from opera and classical genre. And this program has been rescheduled from December when there was the birth of a baby. So come listen to this unique instrumentation, a flute, oboe, and bassoon. They will perform great works from the classical and opera genres. Many are familiar and some will not be. They perform on a regular basis throughout the tri-state area. And we have Crispin Fordham on flute, Meredith Coleman on oboe, and Yuka Higashi on bassoon. That is Saturday afternoon, April 23rd at 2 p.m. And Wednesday, April 27th at 7 p.m., we continue our bluegrass theme at the headquarters library as we welcome Mark Mikolas, country bluegrass singer and songwriter. He's a bluegrass artist with that high, lonesome sound, a voice you soon won't forget. Mark is a local performer. He performs regularly on the Heartlands Hayride. And his show will definitely fill up, so call ahead, 788-1434, or click on the calendar of events at hclibrary.us to reserve a seat. And if you still haven't had enough music, the next night at the North County Branch Library, Kerry Blue Band will be presenting Location, Location, Location. Kerry is a Chicago jazz blues singer. She's returned to Hunterdon County, where she and her band perform jazz standards, R&B, and blues. She's accompanied by legendary musicians Dave Antonow on acoustic bass, Gary Staples on piano, and John Sproat on drums. They will be performing a variety of jazz and blues tunes that relate to all locations in the good old USA, including songs such as Route 66, Georgia on My Mind, New York State of Mind, and California Dreaming. They will play both acoustic and plugged-in tunes. Kerry Blue has a look and delivery that has always captivated audiences and is stylistically true to rock, blues, and jazz and everything in between. She has toured extensively through the United States as a singer and toured with USO Productions early in her career. And that is next Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And if for some reason you're not a jazz or blues fan and you haven't yet seen Brooklyn, based on the book by Colm Tóibín, we will be showing it at the Headquarters Library on Thursday, April 28th at 6 p.m., and then it will be repeated on Saturday, April 30th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. But, of course, Saturday, April 30th, is the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Book Sale. This is their 20th annual book sale. And the dates and times are Saturday, April 30th from 10 to 5. Sunday is half price day, May 1st from 10 to 3 p.m. And Monday, May 2nd, is a new innovation from last year, Bag Day. And that is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and bags will be provided. The book sale is located at the South County Park Fairgrounds in the Grange Building, 1207 Route 179, Lambertville, New Jersey. If you're heading down 202 South, just past the Ringo's exit, you will see a sign for 179, and it's about 6 miles south of the circle. And once on Route 179, you will not miss the fairgrounds. If you're coming from the Lambertville area, take Route 179 north to Ringo's. And after about 5 miles, you will see the park entrance on the left. Then the parking is free, and there is plenty of parking. Of course, we need to have donations, so we have books to sell. The drive location is at the South County Park Fairgrounds. They will be April 23rd, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday, April 24th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. When you pull into the parking lot, please watch the signs for the flow of traffic. You won't even have to get out of your vehicle. Volunteers will help you unload all the items from your vehicle, and charitable contribution forms will be available. The Friends are looking for hard and paperback books, adult and children's, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music CDs and video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they cannot accept videotapes, video cassettes, music cassettes, books on tape, badly worn, soiled, torn, or mildew books, Reader's Digest condensed books, no discarded library books, no Time Life sets, no textbooks or catalogs, no encyclopedias, outdated computer, business, self-help, health, or travel books, no magazines, including National Geographic. For things of that nature, you should contact your municipality or your waste removal company and find out what their recycling regulations are. You can also drop off quantities at the Headquarters North County and South County Branch Library in the lobbies the week prior to the book sale. And please note, the Headquarters of North County Branch Library are pleased to take your donations all year round. Just bring them to the main desk at the library, and we have a small ongoing book sale throughout the year. The Friends of the Library are also looking for volunteers to help with the book sale. This sale would not be possible without the wonderful volunteers. There's also a volunteer form on the website hclibrary.us, and click on the Friends tab. They need people to help for setup on Monday through Friday, April 18th through the 29th, 9 to 3 p.m. They need help sorting and unloading vehicles on Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th. There will be pre-sorting at the North County Branch Library the week of April 18th as well, from 10 to 3 in that meeting room. There will be a need to pick up books beginning Monday, April 18th at the Headquarters and South County Branch Library. And then there will be the sorting the week before the book sale beginning Monday, April 25th, and there are three different shifts, 9 to 1, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and then 6 to 9 p.m. And then there will also need cashiers, book counters, table restockers, porters, and traffic control for the preview sale, which is now sold out on Friday, April 29th, and the day of the book sale, Saturday, April 30th, and May 1st. And, of course, they will also need some cleanup help. So please don't forget to volunteer and support the Friends of the Library. You will also be able to get in. There's some early bird admission on Saturday, April 30th, if you are a friend of the Hunterdon County Library. You can click on there's an application on the website, or you can come into the Headquarters North County or South County Branch Library to get a membership card, an application or membership card. And if you don't have a current Friends of the Hunterdon County Library card, there will be a $20 admission fee from 8 to 10, and then the sale is free from 10 o'clock on. So don't miss this great community event. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library help us sponsor a lot of programs throughout the year. They provide the landscaping outside at the headquarters of North County Branch Library. They provide the hydroponic plants inside. They helped us furnish the South County Branch Library with all new furnishings when we opened in West Amwell a few years ago. So we really appreciate their support and enthusiasm. And it is just about 11:45, so I will go to our last commercial break, and I will be right back to wrap up the library show in a few minutes.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is out today, so I'm trying to keep this living up to his usual high standards. I'm sure I'll hear all about it next week. Since we're talking all things books today, there are some really great debut fiction coming out in April. There's Thomas Jefferson, Dreams of Sally Hemings, Keep Me Posted, Dodgers by Bill Beverly, The Mirror Thief by Martin C., The Lilac Girls by Martha Hall Relly, which I talked about last week, Spill Summer, Falter Wither by Sarah Baum, Twisted River by Siobhan MacDonald, which is an Irish thriller, and two that I want to talk about, The Decent Proposal by Kemper Donovan, and this is being likened to The Rosie Project, if anyone remembers that from a few years ago and really liked that one. This is a romantic comedy set in Los Angeles where two people are brought together by a very decent proposal cooked up by a very secret benefactor in which the strangers can go on 1 year of dates, 1 date a week, for $500,000 each if they can stand each other for the whole time. And I would like to point out, if you look on our website, hclibrary.us, and search for a novel, and you're looking at the record and you're reading the blurb about the novel, if you scroll down, we have a section called You Might Also Like, and it lists titles that are similar to the title you're looking at. So for The Decent Proposal, this shows The Rosie Project, which I just mentioned, and you can click on Why This Match, and it will tell you about why The Rosie Project is similar to The Decent Proposal. And in this case, The Rosie Project by Graham Simison is an addictively readable romantic comedy where couples meet, fall in love, and it almost despite the elaborate contrivances that bring them together. These are funny, tender stories that prove that even the most socially awkward people can be adored. And if you hover over the cover, you can click an X because you don't like that recommendation, or a bullseye because this recommendation is right on target. So that's another feature of our website. And if you scroll down even further, you will see some Goodreads reviews. There will be some why this title appeals to readers. There will be some terms that describe the feel of the book, the tone, strong sense of place, engaging. And you can click on those words to get some more recommendations. The other book, that the other debut fiction for April that I would recommend is We Love You, Charlie Freeman, a novel by Caitlin Greenridge. The Freeman family, Charles, Laura, Laurel, and their daughters, teenage Charlotte and 9-year-old Callie, have been invited to the Tony B. Institute in rural Massachusetts to participate in a research experiment. They will live in an apartment on campus with Charlie, a young chimp abandoned by his mother. The Freemans were selected for this experiment because they know sign language, and they are supposed to teach it to Charlie and welcome him as a member of their family. Isolated in their new, nearly all-white community, not just by race, but by their strong living situation, the Freemans come quietly undone. And when Charlotte discovers the truth about the Institute's history of questionable studies, the secrets of this past begin to invade the present. And again, down at the bottom, there are some suggestions. Among the Missing by Dan Cheyon, The Orphan Train by Christina Baker Klein, which I found kind of an interesting suggestion. But there it is, and there you have it. So definitely take a look at these. And We Love You, Charlie Freeman. We also have an ebook that you can download. And we have it as a sound recording if you'd like to listen to it. We do have a collection of ebooks that can be found from our website, hclibrary.us. Click on the right-hand side of the page. There's a list of six orange boxes. Click on Digital Collections, and it will take you to EHCL, Instant Flicks, One Click Digital, and Zinio. One Click Instant Flicks is access to thousands of streaming feature films and short films from around the world, especially those shown at the major film festivals. Zinio is the library's digital newsstand. One Click Digital is an extension of our EHCL ebooks and downloadable audiobooks, and it focuses mostly on audiobooks. If you click on EHCL, it will take you to our EHCL Overdrive page, and Overdrive is the company that powers this. When you look at the webpage, you'll see the newest titles at EHCL. This week we've got Louisa by Louisa Thomas, Exodus by Leon Uris, A Girl Named Zippy. And you can click on New EHCL to see all the new titles. In the upper right-hand corner of each book cover that you'll see either an icon for a book or a pair of headphones. If you see the book, it's the ebook. If you see the headphones, it's the audiobook. If you hover over that, if the book is grayed out or the headphones are grayed out, it means the title is currently checked out. And if you hover over it, you can either place a hold or put or listen to a sample. If it's not grayed out, you can just click on it, and it will give you the option to borrow, which you can do by clicking on there. And you just need a Hunterdon County Library card, which you will sign in and check out the book, and it's that simple. We have titles for Kindle. We have titles that can be streamed and read right there. There's some PDFs and some EPUBs. We have over 50 subjects. And we have quite a collection of foreign language, world languages, if you want to learn some of those. And new books are added about almost weekly. You can also request a book. There's a blank box in the upper right-hand corner. And if there's a title you want to search, you can type it in. And the returns will be titles that we have in our collection. But to the left, it will say, show me all titles available now or additional titles to recommend. And if you click on that, additional titles to recommend, what will come up are titles that the library does not own. And you'll know that because in the left-hand corner, there'll be the typical library symbol of a silhouette of a person reading a book and a plus sign. And you click on that, and an email will be sent to the library that you would like us to request that book. We choose to buy it, and it goes right on hold for you. So that's a new feature, And there are plenty of books out there that Overdrive has available, so definitely take a look at that and check out some of the books. Instant Flix was formerly known as IndieFlix, and they are adding new movies every day. There are currently over 7,000 high-quality shorts, features, documentaries, classic TV shows, and web series from 85 countries. Their festival film hits include Sundance, Cannes, Tribeca. They have a lot of classic movies on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Under Reader Services, there are also some book lists, and I'm not finding. We do keep a list of instant gems, instant flick gems, some titles to highlight, some movies that can be found. You can click on Zinio to see what digital magazines we offer that you can read, and you can keep these forever. You download them to your device, and they just stay there. They never disappear, so there's no overdue fees. If you're downloading one of our cooking magazines or home decorating magazines, you can bookmark the pages and refer back to them. But we also do have quite a robust selection of physical magazines and newspapers at the library. And on our webpage, hclibrary.us, across the top, if you click on Adult Services and to the drop-down menu, you'll see HCL magazine lists. And you click on that, and that will take you to our magazine list. There's a complete listing of magazines, which is a 31-page file, and it's listed alphabetically. It will list the library code, the form you will find the magazine in, and how many years we keep back. For instance, we get Air and Space at the Headquarters Library and keep 5 years back. The Holland Township Library keeps a year, and the North County Branch Library keeps a year. You can also search by letter, and we also have the magazines by subject. So if you are interested in looking for a crafts magazine, you'll see that we subscribe to American Crafts, Crafts Ideals, Crochet, Knitters Magazines, Lynn's Stamp News, Model Railroader, Quilters Newsletter, and Threads. And all the magazines at the Hunterdon County Library are available for checkout. We just ask that you keep the current issue in the library for in the library browsing. And it is 11:57. This time went very quickly. So I will say thank you for listening. Thanks for missing Jim Thatch. I'm sure you all did. He will be returning next week, and I'm sure he will be critiquing my last hour. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. And Jim Gonneau will be in a few minutes with Taking Care of Business. Have a good day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Back at it again today after having very different experiences in New York yesterday. While Donald Trump felt right at home during a rally on Long Island, Cruz, unable to catch a break in the Bronx, were only about a dozen voters turning out. Two of them had to be thrown out for protesting. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says he's not changing any rules of the presidential nomination contested at the party's convention in July.
I'm not going to do anything to either help or hurt anybody. I'm going to run an open, honest, and fair convention, and the delegates are going to decide.
He was on Fox News telling the Kelly File he dismissed claims by the Donald Trump campaign that GOP leaders would try stealing the election if the billionaire businessman didn't have a clear majority. And FBI Director James Comey saying investigators used a tool the government bought from a private party to get into a San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. He said the technology only works on the iPhone 5C. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.